Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second, the center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third, the left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting sixth, the DH, Joe Vitiello. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting ninth, the catcher, Tim Speyer. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Chris Haney. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second, the right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth, the catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Greg Colbrun. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. And now, play ball. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Goodwin strikes out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haney fields it and throws to first for the out. Knoblauch moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cordova hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1-1. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knoblauch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vitiello hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Colbrun hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Speyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Speyer hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Offerman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lawton. Offerman reaches second base with a double. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is hit by the pitch. Becker moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Becker scores. Mears moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawton bunts towards the mound. Haney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mears moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. Lawton moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Twins. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Lawton scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Greg Kahlbrunn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kahlbrunn is 0-for-1 in the game. Kahlbrunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Jeff King batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King takes first base on ball 4. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King moves to third. Joe Vitiello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vitiello is 0-for-1 in the game. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. King scores. Bell moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell moves to third. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer throws to second for one, and Knobloch throws to first, and Colbrun drops the ball. Bell scores. Paquette moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Royals, 4, Twins, 4. Tim Speyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Speyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Speyer hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Becker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Becker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Mears. The throw from Speyer and he is safe. Mears steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mears scores. It's 5-4, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jose Offerman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Offerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Offerman hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. King hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. King reaches second base with a double. Roberts goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 5, Twins, 5. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Speyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Di. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cordova scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Greg Colbrun batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Colbrun is 0-for-2 in the game. Colbrun hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Colbrun reaches second base with a double. Steinbach moves to third. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer is walked intentionally. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. Steinbach scores. Colbrun moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-5, Twins. Randy Vera's now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Becker. The throw from Speyer and he is safe. Becker steals second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Dan Nalty now pitching. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vitiello takes first base on ball 4. Jermaine Dye batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dye is 0-for-2 in the game. Dye hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Paquette is 0-for-2 in the game. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Cooper pinch hits for Tim Speyer. Scott Cooper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Sweeney now catching. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Dye settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawton strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Offerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Trombley now pitching. Jeff King batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. King is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got one RBI. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Steinbach strikes out. 1 out. Brent Breed pinch hits for Greg Colbrun. Jason Jarcombe now pitching. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Breed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Brent Breed now playing first base. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vitiello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dye is 0-for-3 in the game. Dye hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Bevel now pitching. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Coomer strikes out. 1 out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Becker hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Denny Hocking now playing third base. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Paquette is 0-for-3 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sweeney strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Offerman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Offerman hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker who is chasing the ball. Offerman reaches third base with a triple. David Howard pinch runs for Jose Offerman. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.